Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's what we know. 11 total jurors have been selected. 6 women, 5 men, 3 more are needed. 17 potential jurors have been dismissed. The state has used its last peremptory strike. The defense has used 3. We do know that Kimberly Potter, former Brooklyn Center police officer, accused in the killing of Dante Wright, will take the stand in her own defense. Independent journalist Georgia Fort has been following this from the very beginning. She is joining us now with some insights that you won't hear in other media outlets. I'm so happy to have you back on the show, Georgia. Thank you for joining us.
Jordana, thanks so much for having me.
Now, I've been following you on Instagram, and I encourage everybody to follow Georgia on Instagram at @ByGeorgiaFort is her Instagram handle, and those are most of her social medias. You have been just intimately involved in covering this case from the very beginning. You were there when a driver plowed through a bunch of protesters out front. I want to get to that. But when it comes to things like jury selection and the nuts and bolts of the case, what do we need to know today? What is the very latest?
Well, Jordana, I was one of 2 journalists in the courtroom on that first day of jury selection. And, you know, it was pretty intense. There were moments actually where I, as a journalist, you know, turned and looked at even the AG and other individuals in the courtroom, asking myself, did I just see that happen? Specifically, when you think about the defense attorney, Earl Gray, using the last names of 2 of those 11 jurors who have been selected. And so we know that the judge is now reviewing at least in one case where other information was put out about that juror, what band he's in, what position in that band he holds. So it's very easy to track down his identity, which could be concerning for his safety serving on this jury for this case.
So let's just give a little backstory for the people that aren't following as closely. Earl Gray, the defense attorney, did use the last name of, did you say 2 jurors now? I read just 1, but were there 2 jurors?
Yep, on that first day, there were 2 jurors who he mistakenly identified by their last name when he stood up at the podium to start questioning them. One of them, you know, kind of was water under the bridge. Nobody, I think, really noticed it. But on the other juror, not only did he address him by his last name, but he went on to ask him where he worked, what kind of position he had. We learned that the gentleman was also in a band. He asked him what the name of his band was and what position he played. And so anybody who has access to the internet could go Google that rock band and look at what the name of the person is who holds that position in the band. So very, and we've already heard reports that people have, you know, exposed him online.
Yes,
he doesn't have now that privilege of his privacy. But the reason why that was concerning as a reporter is because when it initially happened, the judge didn't address it in real time, despite making the ruling that they were going to protect the identities of these jurors in this trial.
And it's my understanding that Judge Regina Chiu decided that that juror will remain on the case.
Well, they did an off-camera briefing about it. And so this happened actually today that they had this off-camera briefing. And so we will learn this afternoon what happened in that off-camera briefing, because there's a different court reporter in the courtroom today. Every day they're rotating in two new jurors. So mm-hmm. I was in the courtroom on the first day of jury selection. I'll be back in the courtroom on December 15th. But in between, there's other jurors and other reporters, we all share notes. So we'll have more of an understanding of what was determined during that off-camera briefing later this afternoon once today's reporters sends out their notes.
Yeah, and just so you know, the juror who was identified by defense attorney Earl Gray says he's been bombarded. He says his phone is blowing up. He's been bombarded by the media. He has been getting a lot of calls. And I imagine, George, and you would probably know more about this. I mean, the problem here is that he could feel compromised. He could get information from outside people. He could also be threatened.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of different concerns to a juror having identity exposed. And I think that's part of the reason why going into this, especially knowing that this is a high profile case, that's mm-hmm. why the judge made the decision to keep their identities anonymous. And so, right. you know, if they don't address it, Jordana, what could be concerning down the road is, let's say that they decide to allow this individual to continue serving. Well, if someone bribes him or threatens him, down the road, that could be used as a mistrial. And so I think the court should be really mindful of how they utilize their resources, because we'd hate to be 4 weeks into this trial, and because that individual's identity has been compromised, then that is now used as a mistrial.
Exactly. Exactly. Something else I wanted to discuss that we haven't heard enough about, and I believe that you were there, Georgia, when protesters were out in front of the courthouse, there was a vehicle that drove through this protest. And it's my understanding that nobody was hurt. But can you explain that scene? It seemed very chaotic. What happened and when did this happen?
Yeah, you know, for me, it was quite shocking. I was just in the courtroom. I was headed down. I was on the elevator, in fact, with Dante Wright's mother and father, asking them how did they feel like the day's proceedings went. They told me that it was very nerve-wracking for them. I exit the elevator, and I'm engaged in this conversation, someone asking about details that, you know, since they learned Kimberly Potter was going to be testifying. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear all of this screaming. A man drove past the barricade right in front of the courthouse just as court was wrapping up for the day, despite there being dozens of protesters standing in the street. And, you know, it has been very difficult to report on that, because so many of those protesters out there have expressed to me now the trauma that they experience and how they feel almost like they have PTSD every time a car drives by. They're startled. Yeah. But Minneapolis police, the MP has said that they're not going to look into that driver, despite protesters turning in the license plate number for that driver. And I think that this sends, you know, some very mixed messaging, just weeks after the not guilty Rittenhouse verdict about the counterattack on protesters mm-hmm. and, you know, that there won't be consequences when individuals attack protesters. Those individuals have their First Amendment right to be out there protesting. And so it's a little concerning that MPD is taking that position on this case, especially
were laws broken,
everything we've been through over the last year.
Right. And I know you're not a lawyer necessarily, but there were barricades up. I mean, isn't it illegal to drive through a planned protest?
Well, and so the comments we heard from MPD were that this wasn't a permitted protest, but some say, well, you know, does a lack of a permit violence, you know? And so where's the protection for the public? Hmm. Who is gathering does have the constitutional right to gather. There were barricades that were put up by marshals. Oftentimes at these protests, you see a number of volunteers who will stand on the perimeter of these protests to try mm-hmm. to mitigate some of these attacks from happening. In this case, there was a total disregard for that perimeter that had been set up for volunteers. And so while this protest did not have a permit from the city to happen, one could also argue, when you look at the laws, that driving past a barricade and into a group of people, whether they're supposed to be there or not, is reckless driving. And there were children there. So that's endangerment of children.
I saw the video on your social media and on Instagram by Georgia Fort, by the way. Everybody should look at it. It's very troubling and very troubling. I'm glad we got a chance to talk a little bit about it. And before I know we're going to be out of time soon, but you have access, obviously, to the Wright family. You see them in court. You get a chance to talk with them. You mentioned, of course, that this is very stressful for them. What else is happening with them? What are they experiencing right now? What have you learned from them?
Well, you know, this is a very emotional time, and they are very uncertain whether or not they're going to see the outcome in this case that they're hoping for. But they've been very clear from day one that even if Potter is found guilty, they do not feel like that is true justice. They feel like that's accountability. But Katie Wright has expressed publicly several times that true justice would be this never happening in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel that. You are back in court on December 15th as the pool reporter. Is that right, Georgia?
That's correct.
Okay. We will check back in with you again. We will be following this case, but we are grateful for your reporting. We are grateful for the investigating, for the never giving up. And I know we can find you on Instagram at @ByGeorgiaFort. Where else can people find your stories?
Yeah, you can head over to my website, GeorgiaFort.com.
GeorgiaFort.com. Thank you again for the reporting, and thank you for sharing your knowledge on the show with us today.
Thank you so much, Jordana. Take care.
You got it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.